usually have a laugh about this with my students when we're in real time and real space. How many terms can you think of, negative names, for labeling people? So the names of the ethnic majority. If I was to have a name-calling competition with you, then I might call a Swede a Svenne, or a Blekfis. And today I heard somebody say a cracker or something like that. I'm not sure, that was new for me. But I would stop at two or three. There's nothing more I can say. I could maybe say whitey or honky, but they sound a bit corny, to tell you the truth. But what negative names might you call a person who is from an Asian background? Or you might call them a wog, paki, a nigger, a coconut, ape, monkey, coon, darkie. There are many more negative words for myself as the invandrare in a society than it is for those who live in the majority as society. And this seems to be a universal trend. Those groups which have more power have more negative words than those groups who have less power. If you remember in Language and Gender, the groups which had more power, men, have many, many more negative words for women than women have for men. So that's as a comparison.